Live for Lunch into Hour Number 3. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, Sinkle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. As we bring Eddie back on the line from Ohio. Now, Eddie, you were playing a little game with us earlier.
Yes.
You had a couple of quotes.
Yeah, I have two sentences left.
You had a couple of quotes you were reading, and you wanted us to identify the source of the quotes.
So, I'm going to read the last two sentences, though, of this last quote. They have a philosophical belief that national sovereignty is not important. It's also the reason I'm very strong.
Why don't you start the quote over? We've got new people coming in here. Eddie, start the quote over from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first President Bush said the New World Order was in tune, and that's what they were looking for. The UN is part of that government. They're working right now very significantly towards a North American Union. That's why there's a lot of people in Washington right now who don't care too much about our borders. They have a philosophical belief that national sovereignty is not important. It's also the reason I've made a very strong suggestion that the U.S. not need to be in the U.N. for national security reasons. And yes, I turned my radio on, and you were right. It's Ron Paul, a man that you have high respect for, but he's kind of saying the same thing I say, and you tell me I see black helicopters.
The reason that you see the black helicopters, as we said, was because we were puppets.
Well, you know, can I say something when you say something to me? Isn't it like, I know two wrongs don't make a right, but it makes me feel better.
Yeah, you could do that. Next time, don't complain about how long you had to wait. Thanks for the call. 800-259. I almost got rid of him as soon as he complained about it. You know what?
Too much power. See how power corrupts, Ian? You have the power to cut somebody off, and it's corrupted you. I mean, you even got a weird little sinister goatee going.
Well, you know, the fact is, on any other talk show, Eddie never would have even made it on the air.
No, absolutely not. Nothing about the New World Order is going to make it on any other talk show.
Right. And so, you know, and on any other talk show, it's going to take you an hour to get through. You know, period. Just to even get on the line, and then you have to hold, and then, you know, it's a crapshoot as to whether you're actually going to have your call taken. So to get on the air and complain, oh, I had to wait too long. Don't give me that crap. So now, Wayne, you were going to say something about this whole New World Order thing?
I was going to say that. I think that there are people, very powerful people, who have an agenda. I think we can't deny that. I think when you start to... You can go too far over the edge with this stuff, but yeah, there are people out there who have agendas, and you have to know what they are. And some of those agendas are anti-freedom agendas, because there are people who...
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Power in the hands of a politician is anti-freedom. Every time. Yeah. Anytime a politician has the ability to do something, they vote on it, and they manage to pass their little law, and then you don't have freedom in that area. That's what government is.
But I like what Mark said last hour, and that is that he thinks that there's a bunch of different groups of power mongers out there that are competing with each other to see who can indeed control the most, as many countries as they possibly can, and they control as many people as they can. And the New World Order conspiracy that we hear so much about, it's sort of just this one-size-fits-all conspiracy that, well, there's this one group out there, and they're in control. They control the world. They control everything. They're pitting the Democrats against the Republicans. It's false flag terror, and, you know, you fill in the blanks. They believe, these conspiracy theorists, believe that there's just this one group of elites that is planning on controlling the entire world. Look, if that was really true, and the New World Order was as sinister as they make it out to be, because if you watch the conspiracy videos, and I have... I've watched them. I find them very entertaining. And, you know, there's a little bit of interesting information in there. But, you know, you've got to be very careful when you're watching these things, because it's not all truth. It's a lot of supposition and speculation and mixed in with a few facts. Anyway, you've got these conspiracy theorists out there that believe that these New World Order people can pull any strings they want to and make anything happen. Like, you know, they're the puppet masters of the world. And it just... That doesn't stand up to evidence. It doesn't stand up to real-life evidence. Yes, there are people that want to control others. They're doing it right now, okay? And sure. Yes, there are people that want to create bigger and bigger governments, world governments, the UN, the North American Union. There are definitely people that are out there like that. But I don't think they're as sinister, necessarily, as some of them make them out to be. Like, if they were that sinister and that awful, again, why haven't they eliminated the people that are exposing them? Why haven't they eliminated Ron Paul, who's obviously a threat to the status quo? Ron Paul, probably the biggest threat to the status quo in America today.
And why don't they pay us off so we'll shut up? Absolutely.
That would be an easier way.
Where is my check?
They could pay us off, or they could make us disappear if we didn't want to take the check. I mean, right. Again, if indeed they are as powerful and as influential, it would only cost them a few hundred bucks to send a hitman out.
A few hundred? You can't get somebody killed for a few hundred.
Go downtown to some, you know, crappy area of town, find some seething crackhead, and you tell me you can't get that crackhead to go kill somebody.
Mr. Bilderberger, you don't have to send a hitman after me. Just write me a check. Right. On a regular basis.
No, they're going to use people that are already on salary, Mark. They don't have to pay anything.
So, but you see where I'm coming from.
I'll keep my mouth shut. I'll be quiet. All I want is a little hush money. That's all.
There have been radio shows that are all about the conspiracy theories. There are these radio shows that it seems like nothing else they talk about is conspiracy this, conspiracy that. If indeed they're on to something, and they certainly think they are, their listeners think they are, then why haven't they been eliminated?
Ian, it doesn't really matter who is involved in what conspiracy. The point is there are people out there who are anti-freedom.
You assume they're people.
Yes, exactly. but we're pro-freedom, so we're the pro-freedom voice, and we have to show people that the pro-freedom way is the way to go.
Right.
And it's a competition. It's a marketplace of ideas, because there are people who have been sold on the fact that the government should take care of you, and they should protect you, and they should do everything for you, cradle to grave. And many of us are starting to reject that idea.
The other problem with the New World Order conspiracy crowd is that since they believe what they've been told, so they take it to heart. You know, they believe it with their all. This is what they're all about. Everything in their life is about, you know, spreading the word about the New World Order, and this is what they do. They call radio shows every single night. They talk about this. The problem with a lot of them is that they believe it so thoroughly that they don't believe anything can be done about it. They want to spread the word or whatever, but they really, in their heart of hearts, don't think that anything's going to change, because they really believe that these are the most powerful men in the world, and that, you know, they can't be stopped.
Well, it's
a very defeatist mentality.
It's difficult to really pin down what they believe, because each one of them believes something different. Some of them believe that have infiltrated our central banks, and they're the ones that are controlling us. You know, the Freemasons have been controlling the world for the last 1,000 years, all kinds of stuff.
You know, that probably has some validity, because we talked about money earlier, but if you follow the money and you see who controls and creates the money, most people do have a lot of power centered around them. But personally, I don't care if an inbred lizard is my neighbor. You know, as long as he's pro-freedom, I don't care.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. And so, you know, these people, it's a defeatist mentality where they believe that it's inevitable. They believe these elites are going to destroy 80% of the world's population. It's just a matter of when, right? And so they're preparing for that. They go and they get the canned food and they put it down, you know, down the basement. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being prepared. I mean, that's fine. I kind of like that idea. You never know when a disaster is going to strike, whether it be man-made or real.
You know, if the whole street floods out, you're going to be damn popular if you've got a basement full of canned food.
Again, that's what they spend their time doing, because they don't think that there's anything else they can really do to stop these evil elites with their master plan. And when you propose to them an idea like the Free State Project, where liberty-oriented people like us have all moved to New Hampshire and are still moving to New Hampshire and will be moving to New Hampshire in order to gather together in the same place to make a stand for liberty again, because it happened several hundred years ago in this country, and we're going to do it again. The conspiracy theorist will say, whoa, 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 whoa. Can't do that. They're just going to drop a nuke on you. You know? So they completely just nix any sort of ideas that could actually do something to bring liberty back in our lifetime. Oh, well, look, I'll be in my bunker, okay? You guys have fun with your Free State Project. Call me when you're successful.
They're so afraid to die, you know?
Right.
We are free people. Free people live courageously. We're only going to be here X number of years anyway. So take a stand and talk about what you believe in. And I suspect that most Americans, when given all the facts, would probably side with us.
I think you're right about that. And I like how you're saying, you know, seize the day. Because you don't know, unless you're actually in your bunker, there's a good chance that you could get hit by a bus tomorrow. And there's always a chance that the cops could come and, you know, plant some marijuana in your car, ruin your life. Why not live the way that you want to live? Why not do what you feel is right?
And focus on what you're for, because that's what makes you stronger.
1-800-259-9231. That's great advice. Don't focus on the negatives. Don't focus on this conspiracy theory that they rule the world and there's nothing you can do that's going to change it. You absolutely can change it. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us, including updates. Get signed up for the updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something new and fresh to announce about the show. An update went out today, in fact. If you go to updates.freetalklive.com, you can get on the list. That's updates. freetalklive.com. And if you or perhaps someone you know need the primer on some of the subjects we talk about here on Free Talk Live, then you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in less than 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com. As we go to the phones, to Doug in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Doug.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Doug. Great. What's on your mind, Doug?
I just heard, I just turned on you talking about the conspiracy theories and all that.
Sure.
I have an opinion on that. You generalize, you know, those people.
Mm-hmm.
But, overall, it's a freedom movement. You know, you guys are in the freedom movement. A lot of, you know, Alex Jones and them, they're in the freedom, the Patriot movement.
I don't know, liberal with the word freedom as to call those people part of the freedom of freedom movement. I think some of them are, and some of them aren't. I think that what they want freedom
is Rosie O'Donnell part of the freedom movement?
I have no idea.
I don't think so.
Why do you ask that?
Because she's part of, you know, she believed that, you know, she went on The View and said that 9/11 was an inside job and all that other stuff. And I think that,
Wait, hold on a second. You can't discredit. For one thing, theory is the wrong word because there's a lot of evidence. You should call it a conspiracy plausibility. And you can't discredit things before you research them yourself.
Oh, come on. There's so much to research. Should I research the Lizard Man thing, too?
Oh, I love that one. The Lizard
Man.
Well,
I mean, it doesn't agree with our perception of reality, but just because you haven't done the research doesn't mean it's not true. I mean,
look. We've all got jobs, unlike the conspiracy theorists that apparently can just sit around and research for 500 hours at a time. We've all got things to do in our lives, and this is a non-issue to me. All of these theories are not important.
The research isn't going
to
result in anything. That's the point, is it's all working around freedom rather than going towards freedom. I can make points very succinctly about why...
Well, hold on, though. Why put down people that are trying just out trying to help.
Who was putting them down? Well, we were just making points that I just don't think these people know exactly what they're talking about. I don't think that there's a one cabal headed by John F. Bilderberger or whatever his name is. And if there is a cabal, they don't know their names. That's all we're saying.
Right. And what I was saying
before, we're shooting the theory, not the people.
Right, we're going all over the map at this point. But what I was saying before is that the conspiracy crowd, as far as freedom is concerned, most of them, they want freedom from the current administration. You know, they want freedom from the New World Order. But they don't want liberty and freedom. That's not what they're advocating. For instance, a lot of the conspiracy crowd, you'll hear them say, you know, there's these, 9/11 was an inside job, and they're leaving the borders wide open, and da-da-da-da-da. And, well, if they're talking about how they're angry because the government's leaving the borders wide open, the corollary of that is that they want the government to lock down the borders.
Well, no, sometimes, Ian, they're saying they're showing a contradiction there.
Some of the things you say, it falls right into the divide and rule. I mean, you're getting specific on details because somebody does different research than you. And really, I mean, it's all one movement that's happening right now. And we got to stick together.
No, it's not one movement. It's not. There's the 911 conspiracy group, and they're out there pushing that one issue all day and all night, talk radio, in public, with their protests and everything. They're not about liberty and principle. If they were about liberty and principle, that's what they'd be focusing on. What they want is justice for 9/11. They want to bring them up on charges and everything like that.
Like it's going to happen.
I'm sure there are some people...
I'm on both sides of the fence, because I think 9/11's an inside job, and I also like the fact that you guys don't focus on it. Because there's so much stuff on the surface that people need to know about that there's absolutely no speculation.
And you're
about,
right. You're right about that, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And you know, when we often get inundated with the calls. Not recently, but in the past, we have been inundated with the calls about 9/11 truth and that kind of thing. And I don't think they go anywhere.
And the research is a distraction. The research, all the time these people spend, Doug, all the time these conspiracy people spend researching is a huge distraction from time that they could spend going out and actually doing something for liberty or enriching their mind on a principle basis instead of just uncovering minutiae about, you know, why the towers fell the way they did and, how long they took to fall and the thermite.
How about not throwing them into a these people generalization? Because, I mean... That's no different than the people that,
it's not fair.
Hold on, these people, when they talk about Mexicans coming over, there's a million different reasons why they're here.
fair enough. When I'm talking about these people, I'm talking about the general sort of impression that I get from the average conspiracy theorist caller or person that I've seen out at a protest or something like that. There are definitely differences between there are definitely differences between the people that believe in conspiracy theories. There's no doubt about that. Some of them believe it was the aliens that did it. Some of them believe, it was just the government. It was an inside job. And some of them are a bunch of do-nothings that sit around and complain. And there are still a few of them that get out and actually do a thing or two. So if I made it sound like they're all the same, I apologize for that. But I believe that they are wasting their time. That is one thing that I believe is true, that they're all just wasting their time and they're pedaling on a path to nowhere with all of their efforts. And I think it's kind of sad, personally. Doug, any other thoughts?
Well, I don't know. Have you guys even seen a 9/11 video?
I've seen every single Alex Jones video released in this decade. Okay?
I watched Loose Change.
Doesn't do nothing for you, huh?
I was entertained.
I'm just curious. You're entertained?
Yeah. Is Alex Jones a very entertaining man?
You guys are against the war on quote-unquote terror, and you know how that's all a scam. So, I mean, I understand that you guys don't talk about 9/11, but you got to see it is a turning point. How often do you talk to people and they say, post-9/11 this?
Absolutely acknowledge that 9/11 is a turning point.
The government got far more intrusive and more oppressive far faster than it ever has after 9/11. No doubt about it.
They pretty much, like George Bush's quote, the Constitution is just a GD piece of paper. You know? Right. I mean, that's an actual quote. I mean, that's
sure it is.
Well, it was a quote from the Ross story, which is a questionable source, but nonetheless, it's a believable quote.
It doesn't have to be questionable. I've seen him video speak. I mean, that guy's, we all know about him.
Yeah, based on some of the other things he said, it is a believable quote. So that much is true. And yes, 9/11 is a critical, pivotal event in America's history, but that doesn't mean that we need to know about thermite and we need to know
I gotta seriously say I'm glad you guys don't focus on that because I've got my opinion set, and I get sick of hearing about it. So.
It would drive me nuts. The callers, when they call in about all that minutia, I just jump down their throats about their conspiracy theory and point out how they're wasting their flipping time, because they are. Doug, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Look, if you want to sit down and watch a video and be entertained, that's one thing. But to pore over, detail after detail, fact after fact, allegation after allegation about, what happened when and where'd the planes really go and what happened to the people on board. And, there's just so much, and it's just such a waste of time. Can we just focus on what's happening now, what the government is doing that's awful right now, how it is that they're infringing on our liberties and our freedoms today? And focus on what we can do to change that into the future? That's what we're doing on Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today. So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, both for free at freetalklive.com.
You know, Ian, when...
Yes, Mark.
When you have a company and people owe you money, you have outstanding receivables and accounts receivable and... bills out there.
You, my renter owes me money right now. I know how it feels.
You know, when you don't have that money, you can't earn interest on it. You can't use it to make more money in your business.
Right.
Money sitting out there is costing you money. Every day, every hour it's out there. Every you know, those people that owe you money are spending your money that you could be making.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have accounts receivable problems, talk to SACL, CAI. They have their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. And do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
As we go to the phones and to the fun, our number is 1-800-259-9231. Phones are loaded up. Let's start with Neil in California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
How's it going?
Great. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to call about a comment that Mark made earlier about business cycles being a natural occurrence in the market. And I'm going to have to say that I disagree with Mark on that one.
Okay, back it up.
Yes, I can back it up with Ludwig von Mises's theory of business cycles, insofar as business cycles are actually caused by the central banks inflating the supply of credit and currency, lowering the interest rate artificially, and then people making malinvestments because they think that the...
Well, the market signals are off. And
exactly.
So, that's true when there's a central bank around, but how does that explain the United States prior to the central bank?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there were still regulations and stuff on the markets even then. I mean, look at the 1860s during the Civil War when Lincoln was printing up his currency to help fund the war, the Civil War.
Right, but after the 1860s, when Andrew Jackson got in there and then changed it back to a What is that?
That was the 1830s.
Pardon me. No. But you know we've been on and off a fiat currency system in this country, and when we've been off of it, there's still been ebbs and flows.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, how would I know? There's never been a money-backed, metal-backed currency in my whole lifetime, but it seems rather presumptuous to say that there would be nothing but slow growth.
Well, I mean, there are always going to be variables and stuff in the markets, and people are going to make mistakes, whatever, but, I mean, a full-blown business cycle is not going to occur. The booms and the bust as we see today, they are caused by the Federal Reserve.
That's right. When you say business cycle, mostly when modern scholars talk about the business cycle, they're talking about it within the paradigm of a central banking system. Now, a central banking system with a fiat currency greatly exacerbates the business cycle. There still has been a business cycle in those areas that had a hard currency, but they usually correct themselves quicker because you don't have the malinvestment and the interest rates adjust quickly to market demand and reflect the true cost of borrowing money.
There you go. Chris, thank you for the Neil, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy, Montana, going once. Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm here.
We got you.
Can
what's
you
on
hear
your
me?
Mind? Yes, sir. What's up?
Oh, well, I was just thinking about, you know, the conspiracy stuff. I mean, I know to keep my eye out and stuff for what's going on around my town or county or where I live or whatever. You know, if I see NATO trucks coming down the road, then I know.
You call us first thing.
That's what my ex-girlfriend with a glass eye used to say. I'll keep my eye out for you.
That's cute. Did you really have an ex-girlfriend with a glass eye, or is that just a joke?
It's a joke.
And Alex Jones, you know, with the spear attack, I'd hate to live a life to where all I feared was cops coming to beat me up. But it's not
The cops could kick in the studio door right now if they wanted to and raid Free Talk Live and haul us all off to jail, and there wouldn't be much we could do about it. We can't really afford to hire a lawyer.
I will cry like a girl and pee my pants.
I'd kick like a little girl.
They could do it, but for us to sit here and live in fear of that possibility is just completely counterintuitive.
Yeah.
It's not going to do anything good for you.
I do want to say on the air, Ian, that these are a good bunch of officers around this town and Flathead County and stuff. And
Most officers are good folks trying to do the job correctly.
Right. That's the problem is their job sucks, and they need to change the laws so they don't have to do most of their job as far as, you know, arresting people for marijuana and pulling them over for stop sign violations.
Right. What I always think is interesting is, the example going on here in Keene could be used anywhere is because there's violent crime everywhere. Somebody was stabbed in a park. A lady was stabbed in a park about 4 months ago. I wonder how many man hours were spent in the last week, in the last 7 days, on investigating who stabbed that woman and trying to find the person who did it.
Hasn't been caught.
Versus how many man hours were spent on handing out tickets to people who were going, speeding or going through a stop sign, that kind of thing. Which is more important?
Great point. Jeremy, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Sam in Texas on the Amplifier line. Hello, Sam. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Exactly what y'all are talking about. A lot of times the police, because of the money involved in the ticket spines and the drug war, they focus on that more than the minor crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a couple examples, though, that have happened to me where the last two times I've dealt with the police where I actually wanted their services.
You wanted their services? What do you mean?
Well, I'll explain just from the story.
Okay.
So the first time, I got a knock on the door at 2 a.m., and it's the police. Somebody had broken into my car, and they needed me to come see what's been taken out of it. And it turns out they had actually broken into 11 cars up and down the street. And the first one of my neighbors to the left, they had cut himself on the window reaching into the car, and he opened the door and left it open and everything. So the police called out the crime scene to collect the blood, and, you know, for DNA analysis, and dusted the doors for fingerprints. And then they posted a guard overnight to watch the cars that had been broken into.
Why? In case they came back to steal something else?
Wait, you don't actually believe any of that, do you?
that they always return to the scene of the crime?
Oh. No, I see. They pretty much filled out some paperwork and left.
I see. That,
you were joking.
I thought it was a very unusual circumstance because it doesn't seem often, you know, they just don't want to do anything as far as investigating something that's been stolen. Sometimes they'll run across your stolen car or whatever.
You're saying they did none of that.
They didn't do any of that.
They filled out their forms and then they took off.
Gotcha.
And the second time, I was sitting in my study in the middle of the day, a car drives up, opens my mailbox, takes my mail out, closes it, and then the two men drive away.
Hmm.
I'm like, did that just happen? And I'm going to go after these guys. So I couldn't find my cell phone. That was the first thing I looked for. I thought about taking the AK, but left it. I found my keys, grabbed a shovel on the way out of the garage to the car, and caught up with them at the end of the block. Then I wrote down their license plate, and as we turned out onto a major intersection, or a major road, I actually got in the left lane beside them, went past them, and then right as we got to the light, I cut across the lane, locked up the brakes, jumped out of the car, walked over to them, and their windows were down, leaned back where I could see them, and said, "Did you take my mail?" And the driver was just panicked. I mean, he was stuttering. He didn't know what to do. He looked over at his friend and said, "Man, we didn't take your mail. We put a flyer for a maid service in your mailbox." And I'm like, oh, good one. I didn't know what to say back to that. The light changed. The right lane cleared up, and they were able to get away. So then I ran back. I called the police, said, here's what's happened. Here's the description of the car, the license plate number, and the direction they were heading.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, an officer came over, and I said, you know, did you find them? Oh, yeah, we found them. We know where the car is registered. I'm like, well, we're going to go do a lineup or something because I could identify them. I was about 8 inches from the guy's face. And he didn't even want to fill out a report. Okay, it wasn't until I started asking all of these questions that he actually said, well, if you want, you can fill out a report. And I'm like, well, yeah, I want to do something here because this is identity theft that these guys are trying to do.
Right.
So eventually I filled out the report. Later on, my mail was found outside of the stream. I called the investigator back. She didn't want to do anything about that. They didn't care.
Was it opened?
It was not open. I scared them so bad they threw it out the window.
Wow. But you had to fill out the report.
Yeah. And nothing happened with it. You know, they didn't care.
Unbelievable. Sam, thank you for the call. Actually, it's totally believable. That's the cops for you. They don't care about you. They just want their paycheck. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323, or go to the web, www.hazarid.com, H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and buy some stuff at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com and place your order for all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts and hats and hoodies. And we've got DVD Classic Archive collector sets, the bottle lighter opener, bottle opener combo, and more. It's all there. Store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and talk to Mac in Montana. Mac, you're on Free Talk Live listening on KGEZ.
Hey, sir, guys.
Hey, good. Mac. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just wondering how you figure that everything that's came down since September 11th can't be reversed since we know that the people that perpetrated are traitors. I mean, everybody knows, I mean, not everybody, maybe the brain-dead sheeple around the country know that 19 guys with box cutters brought down the World Trade Center. But that's just a lie. Now, we
Sorry,
all know,
what's your point?
Well, you know what? You've got to go back to the source. Because you can't fight the legislation that's came down since then. Look at your freedom of speech. Look
absolutely. Hold on just a second. I can absolutely fight the legislation that's come down since. As for instance, when you're talking about the TSA, the proof is that they don't do anything. They miss 75% of the guns, knives, and bombs that they test themselves on. The fact
I'm
is the government...
I'm not talking about the TSA. I'm talking about the... illegal searches and illegal seizures, and don't you ever open your mouth again if you find out that they searched your house.
Why are you saying you can't fight that? Why are you so defeatist on that?
What do you mean? Well, what are you going to do? How much money you got for lawyers?
Well, first of all, Ron Paul, I think, is an option to fight all that. And have you heard of him?
No, I agree with you 100%. Go, Ron Paul, go, Ron Paul, go, Ron Paul. He's a great,
I think the Free State Project is an option where liberty lovers are moving from across the country all into New Hampshire to make a stand for liberty. I think that's an option to fight this big government that we have. So there's two options right there off the top of my head.
Oh, I'm going to stick around right here in Montana because I like Montana better than that little spot you're in.
Well, that's fine. You do that. It's your life.
But I'm just saying that you have to look at the fact that 9/11 was an inside job and they're using
that's
it.
Not
to
a fact.
Destroy this country.
That's an allegation. That's not a fact.
Well, okay. How many years have you been a welder or a firefighter?
Zero.
Okay, I'm a welder. I'm a certified structural welder, so I've built steel buildings like that, and I'm also a Firefighter 1 instructor. Okay?
Congratulations.
Now, there's two things you can't do. You can't melt 4 foot, 4 inch, thick steel beams with kerosene.
You know, but... Popular Mechanics addressed this.
you know, I don't give a sh-
Whoa.
Good catch.
Very
good catch.
Good okay,
catch.
Go on.
Thank
Mechanics
you.
Mechanics is a, how do you say, a yellow journalist organization owned
right.
by...
I love Popular Mechanics. I get it every month. I just can't believe
they're feeding the NWO.
I can't believe the Popular Mechanics is out there trying to destroy America. Everything
who,
I see...
Who is on the editorial board?
I have no idea, but what I'm telling you is that within the last 2 years, they've put out two different articles talking about how we've gone a little crazy with this police state stuff in America.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound like the same magazine that would conspire against us all to tell us lies about 9/11.
They're just doing that to throw you off, Mark.
Military Industrial Magazine.
Okay, there you go. Thanks for the call. What can you say to these people? Really, what can you say? See, when they bring up one of their claims about, well, the steel and the structure and the welding and the thermite, you know, then you try to rebut them if you want to, but then they always have something else that they can, Bob, it's owned by the conspiracy, the Black Cloak, they own.
I mean, now, hold on just a second. If I can't trust Popular Mechanics, which has a lot, you know, it has a great pedigree, and I read it every month. I like the magazine. How come I'm supposed to believe him?
He's a welder, Mark.
I know. I'm supposed to do my research. I'm supposed to find out. And then what?
Well, start calling radio shows.
Right.
Then you can take Free Talk Live and turn it into another conspiracy show. How about
Fabulous.
That, Mark? That'll work real well. Oh, wait. I'm in charge of the show. And if you tried that crap, you'd be out of here right quick.
I'd still have the contract on the sales, though.
Which all have to be approved by me.
And then I'd hassle the crap out of the advertisers.
Dictatorship.
I'll tell Jason at SACL CAI how it was an inside job.
I mean, it's just, are you kidding me? This could go on forever. He brings up a point, you bring up a counterpoint, which, again, you just heard, you've just read the rebuttals, Mark. You don't know how true those are, you don't know how true the original claims are. All of this is just such a wash. It's such a waste of time. It doesn't matter if it was an inside job, or if it was, you know, just an accident, or if it was planned, or whoever. The fact is, it happened, and what happened after that is the government got bigger and more intrusive. That's
right.
What we focus on.
Yeah, exactly. And the other point is that you had, before 9/11, you had the CIA, you had the NSA, you had all these different government agencies who were supposed to be protecting the people of the United States, and they failed. So they fail, and what do they want? They want more money and more resources, and they want to hire more mm-hmm. people to do it and create another bureaucracy, the TSA, the Department of Homeland Security. Do we really need all those, or do we just need a couple really efficient organizations that work?
And those are, you know, what you just pointed out, Wayne, are things that really did happen that we can actually point to and talk about.
Right. Nobody's going to argue with us about those points.
It's not speculation. We don't have to bring on experts, so-called. I'm a firefighter. We don't have to bring on somebody to say that this is what happened with the Department of Homeland Security. Everybody knows that's what happened. There's nothing questionable about that. The government itself is questionable, but that's another issue. Let's go to the phones, talk to Paul in Maine. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello. Paul in Maine.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Every time Bush talks about terrorism, his subject starts with 9/11. The turning point on everything that Bush says about anything, it all turns on 9/11.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
9/11 is his trump card that he plays every time he's out there on the stage.
Sure, it's their excuse for tyranny.
All the neocons use that.
They
so you've got to knock that down. And if you guys can't knock that down, then you're worthless.
I don't think that that's true. The fact is, we can knock down point by point why it is that they fail every single time they institute a new government program.
Yep, and we do it every single night on the show, and people contribute money to the show, so it's clear we're not worthless.
And, you know, the show's growing every day very quickly.
And we have more affiliates on this show than we're on a network that has some of the conspiracy shows on it, and I got a list of all the network affiliates as far as, you know, what shows have what radio stations on board. There are some shows that have been on the air for twice as long as Free Talk Live, maybe longer
even
than that.
Longer.
And we have more affiliates than they do.
So we're growing faster.
Yeah, that's just the fact. So we're obviously valuable. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231.
We might be useless to him, but
right,
we're not useless to everybody.
Right, because that's because the 9/11 conspiracy theorists think you're useless unless you're on board with their little bandwagon.
Yeah.
And by the way, his question, the call screener, what they typed in for his subject was that he wanted to know if I believe the government's 9/11 explanation. Of course not! It's the government! I don't believe a word those fools say. But that doesn't mean that anybody with a counterclaim is automatically correct.
Exactly.
And nor does it mean that I'm going to spend hours of my life trying to figure out what the truth is. What's the real story? I mean, we were talking about during the break, Wayne, you were talking about the Kennedy assassination and how information has come out over the years that it, you know, it's been pretty damning towards many people in the government and Lyndon Johnson and the CIA and all of that. And somebody was on their deathbed recently revealing all kinds of information. And look at what's happened.
Nothing.
Ah, yeah, that's right. It's
right.
Useless.
Whoever was implicated in the death of John F. Kennedy apparently hasn't gone to jail. I haven't heard anything about the trial.
No. And what if they did? What if they went to jail?
One of them.
What's that going to change? Let's go to the phones and talk to Chris in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris. Chris, Indiana, going once.
Hey.
Listen, hello.
I was wanting to spread a rumor I just made up.
Sure.
Excellent. Go ahead. Does it have anything to do with the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
No, no, no.
See if you can squeeze him in.
Ron Paul's running mate. I heard it's Val Venus.
Val Venus.
That would be awesome.
Val Venus or Kane, either one I think is fine.
No, Val Venus.
Okay.
Well, now we know they're both supporters. Both Kane and Val Venus, or the real men behind those names, are both supporters of Ron Paul. And I think it would be a brilliant campaign move because...
Yeah, it would.
Ron Paul appeals to, you know, sort of the intellectual quotient in America, and Val and Kane, they appeal to the, you know...
Women.
The wrestler fans. And
I've even heard Jesse Ventura, too, as a possible running mate.
Hey,
That'd be interesting, though he's not really so much a principled libertarian. Those other guys are. Val Venus and Kane, definitely principled guys. And by the way, I don't mean to attack all wrestler fans. I don't mean to be mean. It's just a stereotype, and it's not fair. I've seen wrestling, and I enjoy it.
And you know, Scott, the former co-host, Torgo, he loves wrestling. And that's how we found out about these guys, the libertarians.
True. I think it'd be awesome if it happened, and who knows? Anything can at this point. Thanks for the call, Chris. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Amplifier line, 5 seconds. You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the conspiracy theory problem is that they think that they must legitimize their theories in order to show that the government's evil.
Yeah, we don't have to do that. The government is evil. It's pretty easy to point that out. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Help.